All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, February 15th, 2022. We will begin our meeting today with an invocation at the request of Commissioner Senegal. Will be led by Pastor Mack, and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford, if you feel led to rise.
May we pray. God, our Father, we're grateful unto you for this day. We're grateful to you for this wonderful country in which we live and for all of the benefits that are ours. We thank you in particular for this Commissioner's Court and for the tremendous responsibility that you've placed before them. We ask now that all that happens today will be beneficial to all the citizens of this community, and we ask that we all might work together more and more to achieve the common goals. This I ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Say the pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file change order number 3 for Phase 6 first-time sanitary sewer improvements project for Jefferson County Community Development Block Grant with Jet Aeration of Texas, LLC, for an increase of $9,251 for the addition of electrical subpanels required for two of the proposed installations and one additional grinder station installation, bringing the total contract from $136,034.25 up to $145,285.25. That project is funded by the Texas Community Development Block Grant Program, administered by the Texas Department of Agriculture. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item B is consider an approved purchase for courthouse cabling project to Maverick Communications in the amount of $218,653.71 in accordance with the Region 5 Telecommunications Equipment Supplies and or Services Contract number 202-10204. Item C will be tabled until next week because this requires an interlocal agreement with the TIPS program, and that will be on the agenda for next week. So we'll do the interlocal agreement and the contract for the phone system upgrades at the same time. Item D is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Thomson Reuters Westlaw for an online access subscription for County Court at Law Number 1 at $57 per month until the next DIR contract year begins on September 1st, 2022, at which time the cost will increase to $60 per month. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a task order number 2 for grant management and insurance advisory services for Jefferson County with Tidal Basin Government Consulting, LLC, to provide grant management to apply for Hazard Mitigation Grant Program COVID funds and application development assistance for future home elevations, and to assist in gaining full approval for FMA Fiscal Year 2020 Elevation Project for an amount not to exceed $20,045. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326. Item F is consider and approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by the Local Government Code, Section 263.152A1, by Horns Auction, Inc. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, March 5th, 2022 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Discussion. I think Commissioner Alford and I were having a discussion prior to court, and that is that the bid on the courthouse cabling project, the Maverick Communications, was significantly lower than the competing bid.
That is my understanding. We met with MIS last week, and they assured us that everything would be included and that there would be no change orders coming back to the court. they're here to speak on it directly.
Mr. Ross, are you familiar with other work that's been done by Maverick Communication?
Yes, we've had them come in and do many things with the county. They've done cabling at the annex next door, and they've always done a good job. I mean, we've never had to do any change orders or anything.
Any questions, Commissioner? Well, thank you so much for that information. That was something that was on our mind.
Yep, understandable.
I'm happy about it. All right, any other discussion on items under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for voter registration for additional costs for postage in the amount of $12,500. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for the district clerk for additional costs for a laptop in the amount of $550. Item C is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64.
How much?
$1,249.64 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for February insurance reimbursement. Item D is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $934,055.86 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item E is consider and approve accepting grant award modification 2 from high density drug trafficking program, increasing the award from $16,200 to $52,100 for the purchase of 2 vigilant cameras for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. That's award number G21HN0029A. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 492111 through 492338. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? And just for informational purposes, those disbursements to LaSalle in the amount of $934,000, and which are on here rather monthly, frequently, are for monies we receive from other agencies through the county that are for work that have been done by LaSalle and housing inmates, primarily, I think, for the federal government, more of late for county prisoners, but... All right.
I would like to add to that. I sit in on the review from the jail commission from that jail. They did an outstanding job. They complimented us on even trying to get those fans and blowers, kind of get them moved up down the process, knowing that we've been through this pandemic. But they did an excellent job on their exit interview.
Yes, the jail standards was highly complimentary to the sheriff, the work that had been done at the jail. We're appreciative of that for that ongoing work. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county clerk, we'll table item A while we're waiting for, I understand, Congressman Weber. Item B is considering we'll put it off for a minute. Item B is considering possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement with election services contract between Jefferson County and the City of Port Arthur for the election to be held on May 7th, 2022. Item C is considering possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County and Port Arthur Independent School District for the election to be held on May 7th, 2022. Item D is consider and possibly approve the appointment of the Central County Station Early Voting Ballot Board personnel for the March 1st, 2022 joint primary election. To include Central County Station Manager Wayne Ozio, Tabulation Supervisor Jeff Ross, Assistant Tabulation Supervisors Mary Helm, Todd Frederick, and Mike Bain, Co-Judge or Co-Chair Clifton Simono, Co-Judge or Co-Chair John Stafford, and Early Voting Ballot Board Judge Dinah Carr. Item E is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file an order calling for a constitutional amendment, special and joint election to be held on May 7th, 2022. The order includes the adoption of countywide voting centers for this election. The locations and times for early voting and election day voting are also attached. Item F is to consider and possibly approve, execute, and receive and file a notice calling for a constitutional amendment special and joint election for May 7, 2022. And item G is notice of the selection and convening of the early voting ballot board for the May 7th, 2022 election. Do I have a motion on those?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce.
Let me ask a question on this early ballot board. Do we know how many mail ballots being rejected or have come in or anything of that nature? Do we have any numbers on that? Great. Thank you.
Also, Ms. Lester, item B, what's on the ballot for Port Arthur? Just the mayor's race only?
For Port Arthur Independent School District?
No, ma'am. Item B.
Yes, sir. It's the mayor's. The city of Port Arthur. Yes, sir.
Anything else other than the mayor's race?
I believe it's just the mayor's race.
Yeah.
But I can double check.
The reason I asked is because the computer program that does not align with the county program on individual district races,
I should say.
But at large, we do align with those.
Yes, sir.
We made that a stipulation with them when we called that it would just be an at-large race
only. Thank you. Appreciate you.
All righty. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That's under county commissioners, we have three items. Item A is consider possibly approve, authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file an aerial waiver permitting the mosquito control aircraft to fly at low altitudes over areas of Jefferson County pursuant to the rules and regulations governing this type of application. Item B is consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a letter of termination requested by the city of Beaumont for a lease between Jefferson County and the city of Beaumont for property located on Sarah and Warren Streets. Item C is consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Committee hotel occupancy tax allocation recommendations for an emergency grant for the Beaumont Panthers. Do we have a motion on those items under county commission?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion?
Did they give us any information on that termination?
They're not using the property. The city of Beaumont had it on a long-term lease, which I think was $1 a year. And they aren't using the property. There are apparently some people that are interested in buying it. And so the commissioner's court in the coming weeks is going to have to decide whether it's interested in selling it. And so that'll take some other agenda items as we move forward, probably an appraisal. And then we'll bring it up for consideration. If necessary to have a workshop, we'll do that too, Commissioner.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county tax assessor collector, item A is consider and approve property tax refund for First Liberty National Bank in the amount of $5,880.69 in accordance with property tax code 31.11. Item B is consider and approve property tax refund to Delaware and Dowling Group in the amount of $8,873.56 in accordance with property tax code 31.11. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Moved by
Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, item A is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Drainage District 7 regarding the repair of the culvert crossing at Hebert Road and John's Gully, located in precinct number 3, as provided for in the construction plans and estimate and attachment A. And item B is to execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit number 01-P-22 and road use agreement between Jefferson County and Kinder Morgan for the purpose of repairing a natural gas pipeline on East Club Road. And that project's located in precinct number 4. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion.
Judge, I wanted to bring the court's awareness to this project. Kinder Morgan was scheduled to start on the 17th. We forwarded from the precinct to individuals, businesses, and individual residents that live in that particular area. We found that there's a couple of events going on, so Kinder Morgan will move back their construction time from the 17th to the 21st, which will be that Monday. And I'm thankful that they moved it back, and also working with the citizens and those business owners over there. Just wanted to bring it as information to
very
the court.
Good.
The elections.
Yeah. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Moving back to item A under County Clerk, item A is considered possibly approved credit. Congressional resolution from the United States Congress recognizing personnel of Jefferson County regarding emergency operations for the COVID-19 pandemic. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And I would like to invite to the podium Congressman Weber, Congressman Randy Weber. Congressman, would you like to come forward? I'm not sure what you have, but we put it on the agenda, so we're happy to hear from you.
Well, thank you, Judge. Most of the Congress is not sure what we have, so that's not unusual. So thank you for being here. It's a great pleasure to be here. What a great time this is. It's a great place to be at. I was over here after Hurricane Harvey, and things were I've witnessed this up close and personal. My Needleton Bulldog bride back over here grew up in Jefferson County. So it's an extreme pleasure to be here. Thank you for allowing me that honor to present this. We have a lot of certificates of recognition for those who have participated and who have been the stalwarts of this county. And I tell you, I do this in three counties. Well, four now that we have Orange County, Commissioner Pierce.
Mm-hmm.
And the chief, do we call him Chief Bush or Commissioner Chief Bush? And commissioners, we appreciate y'all. Well, we do this in four counties, and Jefferson County has it right. Let me just tell you, y'all are to be commended. It is so incredibly important and so honoring for us to see people step up and do the things y'all did. All that to say that I've got something I'm going to read from you. I've gone to preach, and Daryl hadn't even started reading yet. So this says, dear friends, thank you to the men and women of the Jefferson County Office of the Emergency Management and the Jefferson County Emergency Operations Center for your commendable service in contributing combating the COVID-19 pandemic. You all have worked tirelessly to protect the health and safety of the citizens of Jefferson County and the surrounding region. Your commitment to providing the utmost standard of care is a testament to your dedication as public servants. On numerous occasions, the Jefferson County Emergency Operations Center, EOC, has demonstrated its ability to overcome any obstacle. When COVID-19 test sites were scarcely available, the EOC established multiple testing sites throughout the district for greater access. When a shortage of COVID-19 vaccines existed, the EOC devised an action plan that increased vaccine doses from a couple of hundred for the region to several thousand. When hospitalization rates reached an all-time high, the EOC developed a plan, furthermore developed another plan for a life-saving antibody infusions to be administered to COVID-19 positive patients. I'm so encouraged by y'all's efforts for that you're doing right here in the 14th Congressional District of Texas. Did I mention Jefferson County gets it right? Did I mention that? Our entire community continues to benefit from, pardon me, y'all and y'all's work done. It is truly an honor for me to work for you and the United States Congress. Sincerely, Randy Weber. And I've got a flag flown over the Capitol. Where's my flag here, Jared? I'll take this one here. And I'm going to read this. It's a certificate of congressional recognition. I'll let the audience see here. This is presented to Jefferson County Emergency Operations Center. Thank you for your excellent contributions to our community during the COVID-19 pandemic. I am humbled by the opportunity to represent you in Congress, presented on the 15th of February, the year of our Lord, 2022. And accompanying that is a United States flag that was flown over the Capitol in y'all's honor. So can we give them a hand? You bet. Now, Judge, at your preference, I can present these certificates individually by name if you'd like, or we can have Mike.
Go right ahead, because I know we have members of emergency management, members of public health, not present here today, who I also want to recognize, of course, is they are present, members of our employee health department who have stepped up, but not present here today are members of the Beaumont and Port Arthur Public Health Departments that were also pivotal in cooperating with emergency management and the testing phases. So, yes, go right ahead.
Well, thank you, Judge. I appreciate that. They all say the same thing, Certificate of Congressional Recognition, and I'll let you all see. It's a little different from the whole EOC certificate. Presented individually, and I hope I get most of the names right. This is presented to Emay Sauer. Is Emay here? Here we are. Congratulations. And this is Dr. Edie, I think it is, right here. And this is presented to Fred Jackson. This one is for Miss Autumn Brown.
All right, we can hold our applause till everybody's received that.
So I take it you want me to speed read. We have a certificate for Mr. Robert Grimm. We have one here for Mr. Judge Jeff Brannick.
So thank you.
I'll set this right here, Judge. Mr. Mike White. Sophia LeBlanc. Okay. Notice how I did that, LeBlanc. For Mr. Jeff Ross. Deborah Clark. Fran Lee. Rachel Coe. Rhonda Brody, B-R-O-D-E. Am I saying that right, Miss Rhonda? Close enough? Okay. I've been called worse myself recently.
Thanks.
Patrick Swain. Gabriel Gross. This is for Allison Getz.
Oh.
Okay. And I'm going to give it to you in just 1 second. If I just stay, come on. Can I pray for her?
Yes, sir.
So, Lord, for our sister Allison Getz right now, we pray protection, Lord, for good outcome with her surgery, Lord, for her prognosis, diagnosis, all those things that the doctors and the nurses do. Father, she's your child. We want her to be blessed and healed, and we pray for Mike. We pray for their whole family, Lord. Please, Almighty God, we ask these things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Crystal Jones?
Not present.
Rachel Dragulski?
That's what I was like.
How did I do, Rachel?
Just do it. That's who it does.
Leslie Little? And Vicki McIntyre. So, Judge, again, for the whole court and all of those present, EOC and the whole group, I will tell you how thrilled my bride and I are to represent Jefferson County. Southeast Texas, it don't get no better. Thank you, folks.
Thank you, Congressman. I just want to mention that we appreciate you being here this morning. I'm going through the list of the 438 monoclonal antibodies trying to find, but Sotrovimab is what we've been using for the last several weeks after Regeneron and Bamedi were no longer approved for emergency use authorizations by the FDA. And those were sometimes running in short supplies, although we've been told that those supplies will open up relatively soon.
Yeah.
This morning we got word that a new monoclonal antibody should soon be received that's approved. The infusion center went to Louisiana and got the equipment that's necessary for the administration of the antibody. Because each of these antibodies have their own unique way of being administered.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're prepared and ready for a shipment, which will hopefully come in this week or at the latest next week. We'll probably hear this afternoon about our shipments and have a little bit more information. But the infusion center is up and running. I've got it written down on my desk in there when Mike and I were talking to the infusion center this morning, but it's some kind of imabab, because there's guselkumab, lenalumab, ibalizumab, and I would note that also this morning, at Mr. White and I had conversations with Baptist Hospital. They're staffing up the call center more to make sure that people don't have any protracted wait times to get the phone answered, assisting Ash Britt at the infusion center. I want to express my appreciation to the Texas Division of Emergency Management for their continued assistance. Thank you for what a blessing that's been to the people of Jefferson County and to keeping our hospitalization rates down.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. All right. We will now have a time of public comment. And so if anyone is online and wishes to make public comment, they can press *6 to unmute their line. If you're present in court, you can come up to the lectern and introduce yourself and make public comment. So we are open.
Jeff, before we do that, can we set our next court date? It will be the 28th, since we're going to be not having court on March 1st, election day.
Okay. That's not next week, right?
Yeah, so, we're having it. We're going to get it for...
Today's the 15th, so next week will be the 22nd. We'll meet then.
Correct.
Then the following week, we'll...
March 1st, Election Day.
Yeah, so that's going to be Election Day, and we have agreed with the clerk not to do that because her staff will be very strained that day. So the question is, do we have a need to meet on Monday, the 28th, to assure that we get whatever things need to get through for purchasing or auditing, engineering, and so forth?
Yes.
Okay.
I thought we had a workshop, and I'm not sure if we had that possibly scheduled for the 28th. Do we have that? So there might already be an action item on the 28th for a workshop on broadband.
Yeah. Could we agree if we do it on Monday the 28th to do it at 11 o'clock so that I can complete my probate hearing that morning? Is everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll plan on meeting Monday the 28th at 11 a.m. Make sure you
thank you.
Get your agenda items to Loma the week before. All right, any public comment?
I have one. Rachel, Vicki, and Dr. Edie, if y'all don't mind, stand, please. Give them some kudos. These guys are part of that management team over at Public Health. And Rachel and these guys took it upon themselves to contact Direct Relief, which we had a grant with for $66,000. We didn't spend all of it. We had money left over for telemedicine. We found as the mobile unit was going around to the different locations in the county, we found that we need a handicap accessible vehicle. We brought it to the budget hearings, but we didn't have it at that time. So they got creative, and Rachel sent a letter to Direct Relief. They granted us that $32,000 to go and find some type of handicap accessible vehicle. I just wanted to let it be known that you guys go up and beyond that $1 million for the mobile unit to benefit the county. You're looking at the nucleus right there. And this also, so I want to make sure we let it be known publicly. We appreciate you, just like it was when the congressman let it be known that you guys are working with the judge and the emergency management. We appreciate everything you guys do.
Yes,
thank you.
We do very much. And Rachel, see if you can find any grants that pay for a four-wheel drive vehicle that Deer leases.
Hey, Judge. After court, maybe everybody with a certificate could come down and take a group picture.
Okay.
That'd be good. I was trying to do that before the congressman left, but we need to get Mike White back because he's out there with the congressman.
Very good. Love to.
Judge, I have one little thing. I just, in echoing the congressman's sentiments and words, I'd just like for all of us to keep Allison and her family and our thoughts and prayers.
Yep.
Mr. Fuselier?
Good morning. Frederick Fuselier, Beaumont resident. This morning I'm not here to make any complaints, but I am here to recommend some solutions that I would hope the court would take under consideration. But first I want to clear up something that was discussed in the workshop this morning. It was made reference that Beaumont gave out money for their rental assistance program, and it took 11 months or 14 months, but I need to correct that. That might have had that long to distribute the money, but Southeast Texas Faith and Community Leaders worked diligently with the some other place and Ms. Paula O'Neill, which has a staff of two that I think were working on the actual money distribution. And her money was expended within less than 3 months, and she had gone back to the city council to ask for more money. So their money got out the door. The reason I bring this up is because I would think that after all the problems we've had with the distribution of the funds in the last round, I would hope that the court would consider and the auditor would consider him taking the lead in distributing this money, being responsible, being the go-to guy to allocate this money. If he needs to outsource this to someone to manage it for him, so be it, because he might not have the staff to manage it. But that's what his outsourcing should be, someone just to manage it. But they should do just like Beaumont and reach out to all of the community organizations that have the capacity to help distribute funds to people that need help with rent and utility assistance, that can also do the paperwork to get back to the state. And that's the way Beaumont did this, since we compared it to Beaumont. That's why I brought it up. Beaumont took the responsibility for being the people responsible for it, and they outsourced it to different groups to manage it for them. They got allocated funds to each one of those groups, and they were responsible for all the paperwork that needed to be submitted that came back to Beaumont just for their verification to submit it to the state. We didn't have, but right now, the way Jefferson County is working, we have three levels of accountability. We got this court, which is the auditor. We have Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commissioner, which is the direct responsibility for the entire program. And then they have several organizations that they are using. Maybe it's just me, but it seems like we got too many levels of organization here that causes us to be so dysfunctional. So hopefully maybe you could consider that this court take direct responsibility for the funds that we have coming in the next round and allocate it out as they need it. But they are the ones that will be responsible for it. And they will know in a timely manner if the funds are getting out in the time that's required so that we don't lose additional funding. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fusilier. All right. If there's nothing further, we will adjourn this meeting at 11:11 a.m. And if those who receive certificates would come up to the front, we can have a group photograph at the end. Thank you.
Bring your certificate with you. Where's mine?